Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For all that's ever been said about climate change, we haven't heard nearly enough about the psychological impacts of living in a warming world. From coping with eco-anxiety, to protecting your community from the mental health impacts of extreme weather events, to working through denial, there's a lot to process. Gen Dread is your weekly newsletter about staying sane in the climate crisis, written by researcher and author Britt Ray. That's me. Hi. Sign up for free today at gendread.substack.com.
Living Rooms is our new digital series looking at the transformation in where and how we live. Read, listen, and watch at thewalrus.ca/livingrooms. Our thinking about where people live and why has been entirely flipped by this pandemic, but it could just as easily flip right back if a vaccine becomes readily available. In 2015, people were rushing to the city, giving up big houses and spacious yards for small condos and convenience. The cost of their time spent commuting to and from the city outweighed the benefits of living in the suburbs. Now, mid-pandemic, people are leaving the city in herds. Remote work has changed the way people live and ultimately where they live. Charisse Burda calculates the cost of location in her 2015 talk. What is the true cost of where you live, and what will you give up in order to save time and money? Welcome to the conversation piece. This is Charisse Burda, Executive Director, City Building, Ryerson.
Hi, my name is Charisse Burda, and I'm here to talk home location math. Let's begin with the 100,000 more people who are going to join the Greater Toronto Area every single year. That's thousands of more cars on the road, thousands of more homes that we need to build. Now, I'm a big proponent of public transportation, but we simply cannot build transit to every single doorstep in our growing region. So we must do a better job of bringing those doorsteps to public transportation. Now, it seems this is what people are looking for. 81% of home buyers in the Greater Toronto Area would choose to give up their big house and their big yard in a car-dependent location in order to live in a neighborhood that's walkable, has access to transit, access to amenities, and the opportunity to get to work other than driving, even if it means living in a smaller house, maybe giving up that yard, even living in a condo. The problem is that most of these home buyers feel as though they're priced out of these neighborhoods. And in fact, the same home buyers, over 80% of them said that they chose where they lived based on affordability rather than preference. And this is not endemic to Toronto. It seems to be the trend throughout North American cities where home buyers drive till they qualify for a mortgage in search for that detached house with the lower sticker price. The problem is that once they get there, their home buying dream can often morph into a nightmare of long commute times, congestion, and high transportation costs. So what we wanted to do was find out what happens if you actually incorporate the costs of location, the costs of transportation, before choosing to buy a house rather than afterwards. So we worked with four of RBC's home buying clients and did the home buying math for them. And I'm going to take you through one of those clients. This is Priya and her family. Priya is a family of four, and this is what they're looking for. They're looking for a detached house with three bedrooms and two bathrooms. They're looking for a quiet neighborhood and safe streets. They're looking for a finished basement, neighborhood amenities, all between $400,000 and $550,000. I know, right? Good luck with that. But we actually did find five options that fit the bill, or more or less fit the bill. But I'll take you through that. Let's start with where Priya and her husband work. One works in Mississauga, one works in downtown Toronto. So we wanted to work within that geography. So the first option that they had is a detached house in Port Credit. Now, it was $696K, so it was a a lot over their budget. Remember, it was $550K, but it met all the other criteria and it was close to a GO train. The second option was in Mississauga, and it was a detached house. It was $469K. It met all the criteria. It was car dependent. The third option was in Milton. It was a big detached house. It was $513K, met all the criteria. It was also car dependent. The fourth option was in Etobicoke. It did not meet the detached house criteria because it was a condo, but it met all the rest of the criteria. It was $540K, and it was walking distance to the subway. And the fifth option was a family-size mid-rise condo, a suite that was family-size in a mid-rise condo in Roncesvalles. So it did not meet the detached house criteria, and it was about $30K over the budget. But it hit the jackpot on amenities. Amenities galore, all kinds of parks, walking distance to subway, a bunch of streetcar lines, GO train, and even the Union Pearson Express. Next, we did the home location math. We started with the monthly costs, monthly housing costs, and this includes the mortgage, the down payment, the closing costs, land transfer tax, property taxes. In the case of condos, we included maintenance fees, a whole bunch more costs, but we did the calculations over the lifetime of the mortgage and then what those would be monthly. And if you look at the results, and I don't know if you can actually read the details up there, but Mississauga and Milton, the two from the right, or from the left, were the lowest sticker price on the house. Then we did the transportation costs. And we assumed that those houses or homes that were next to transportation could get rid of one car. And so we crunched the numbers around the cost of owning and operating a car, so insurance, maintenance, fuel costs, things like that. We looked at the cost of transportation, or public transportation. We looked at the cost of, we created a monetary cost for time and traffic. And we did this all like according to where the distance was of where both of them worked. And so here are the costs together. And it's kind of interesting how it sort of evens out. And in the case of, you remember the house in Port Credit that was $180,000 more than the detached house in Milton. With all the costs combined, the house in Milton actually would cost $1,000 a month over the lifetime of a mortgage to carry. It's interesting. If a family were to live next to rapid transit and get rid of just one car, they can save $200,000 towards the lifetime of their mortgage. And that gives them a lot more options. Now, if this is too close to call in terms of costs, because they aren't that far apart now, we looked at other factors. So we looked at commuting times. And you can see here that, and this is both Priya and her husband both ways, the Milton home had the highest commuting times, Mississauga had the lowest. And we also looked at neighborhood quality. What kind of amenities do they have access to? Can they walk to these amenities? What's the quality and quantity of them? What kind of parks do they have? What kind of grocery stores, things like that? Do you have to cross eight lanes of traffic to get to a store at a gas station? This is the type of thing that we looked at. And Roncesvalles was at the highest in that category, followed by Port Credit. And at the bottom was Mississauga and Milton. So I'm going to conclude by saying that residents in the GTA are increasingly looking for home options that are walkable, that offer commutes that are shorter and less painful. And the province of Ontario is investing billions of dollars in rapid transit infrastructure over the next decade or more. And it's so important that that growth, remember the 100,000 people that are joining the GTA every year, that that growth is aligned as much as possible with the public transportation infrastructure that we're building, and that the investment in that infrastructure, that it is going where most of the growth is happening, so that families can live close to transit and get rid of one car, and so that we're building less of those houses in car-dependent areas that are far away, and so that we're creating more neighborhoods that look like this. Thank you.
Charisse Berta spoke at the Walrus Talks in 2015, and she's just one of over 800 fantastic Canadians who have walked, wheeled, and webcammed into the virtual stage at the Walrus Talks. If you enjoyed this podcast, consider donating. Any donation from now until the end of December will be matched. That's double the impact on creating fact-based Canadian journalism. Learn more at thewalrus.ca/donate. Up next for the Walrus Talks at Home is some bright Canadian minds talking about housing and home. Are you sensing a theme at the Walrus? How do you live now? In this pandemic, in this country, in this world? Register at thewalrus.ca/events for a front row seat from the comfort of your own home.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.